other than winning, I think it's the best start in school history. Other than that, the thing I'm the most proud of is the fans and the community coming back to support us. And I can't tell you how good that feels. I walk out there, and it's an hour before tip, and the students are filling up. They're waiting to get in, and they're filling up, and students are full an hour before the game. Are you kidding me? That's what you want. I mean, that's building that culture and that program, and I'm so happy our guys delivered. And I don't know that we deliver without our fans. You know, they make a huge difference for us, and the energy in Moby has been just awesome.
There is head coach for the Colorado State Rams, Nico Medved, talking about their win last night over Nevada. It wasn't looking great there for a moment. The Rams were down 10. It was a night for comebacks because the Rams were down 10, come back and win. The Colorado Buffaloes were down 15, and they come back and win. It's fun if you like comebacks. Colorado State, though, there's Coach Medved talking about Moby Arena and how, I mean, the fans are lining up. That place is becoming something special, isn't it? It is really cool to see this team rocking and rolling the way they are, which has got our, you know, I've asked this before, but I'm asking it again. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day is up. Are we seeing the best Colorado State men's basketball team in history, in their history? A lot of you are saying, you know, no. You like the you I guess you got to look at the tournament teams, and I get that. You want to go and look at the tournament teams that have made it to the big dance. They went in 2012, 2011, back in 2002, well before I was up here covering Colorado State. I was in high school. 1989, 1988, 1968. Jadeen probably knows about those 1960 teams for sure, lost in the first round in 64. I mean, they've been to the tournament, so you do have to look at that. I get that. But this is their best start. This is their best, you know, what are they, 16-1? I think that it's worth looking at and saying, yeah, this team is, I mean, you're seeing David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, two guys that are probably going to go, they are going to go to the next level. Are they NBA players? You're probably barking up the wrong tree with me on that, because I would say probably, but I've been wrong on this. I thought Nico Carvacho, you know, Mountain West all-time leader in rebounds, would be an NBA guy by now, but he's not. So maybe it's a phenomenal basketball team. Basketball in this area is just so cool. You guys need to be going to games if you're any kind of fan of sports. What's happening in this area? I mean, you got the UNC Bears. I am so excited about that. It's my game of the week tomorrow, going up against Weber State. I'm pumped for that game. Then you got CSU doing what they're doing. And the Buffs, I mean, the Buffs are, they beat Oregon last night. That's a quad one win. It came back from being down 15 points. Dude, I tell you what, I started doing my whole show player of the week. And we got to enjoy it now, because come summertime, if we don't have baseball, Jadeen's probably going to be my player of the week every single week. It's going to be between him and Michael back there. And we all know who's going to win that battle, right? seriously, though, enjoy it. I'm having a hard time, because you have studs last night. Moores was fantastic defensively for CSU. David Roddy's doing David Roddy things. You had last night for Colorado, Keyshawn Bartholomew and Jabari Walker lighten it up. And then my guess is our next guest, my friend Dalen Kuntz, he's out in the bullpen, isn't he? He's ready to rock and roll. My guess is he's going to be a nomination. All right, he's going to be a candidate for my whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. My goodness. How do you decide? Nikola Jokic is probably a candidate every single time. Even without playing, I already know he's going to be in there. I am getting pressure from Colorado Avalanche fans, why do I not have an Av in there yet? I'm sorry. Dalen Kuntz has won this award twice. And because of the big games that, you know, when he's having monster games, they're against teams like Arizona or teams like, you know, Southern Utah in Eastern Washington, places they don't typically win, or a lot of people don't win at those places. It's fun, man. I'm having a blast doing this. So I'm going to put up a little Twitter poll or something later to kind of gauge your thoughts on who at this point on this Wednesday already, who we should be giving serious consideration for my whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. Ever since we started it, man, it's been great. Okay, so we got that to talk about. Like I said, Dalen Kuntz is going to be in studio. Had fun with him a couple of weeks ago. We went out to Butters. It's so good. Man, you want the best breakfast food you're going to find. We went out there. Delicious. Great time with him. Great guy. And I think big things are in store this season for the University of Northern Colorado. Absolutely monster game coming up against Weber State. I'm going out there. My guy who normally is doing CSU stuff, Swole Cracker, Steve Ivey, he's coming. He's coming to this game. This is pretty cool. I mean, to get his attention, to get him focused on the University of Northern Colorado, I'd say it's pretty big. That guy does not miss a CSU game. He's coming down to Greeley. We're going to go watch. I might jump on with Jerry Schimmel tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling. We'll see. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Is this the best Colorado State basketball team we're seeing in their history? Maybe so. What else do we have today? No Mark Johnson because he's on a plane, apparently. We don't want, cross triangulation or anything going on in the airport or on an airplane. But we will catch up with Mark tomorrow. Got to talk about that Buffs comeback win. That was a special victory for them. Are we going to have that many, are the Buffs, the Rams, the Bears, and the Cowboys even in Wyoming, are we going to have four somewhat relatively local teams go dancing this year? How exciting would that be? Whoa, we're going to be doing some fun stuff with the brackets too. We're going to be at the GOAT. What's the date? The day after Selection Sunday. We're going to be at the GOAT for a special whole show, basketball edition. We're going to be out there at 5 o'clock. And we're going to talk all things March Madness. We could be talking about four teams. But what's cool is we're going to bring the Wheel of Destiny out there. We're going to put prizes on it. And you come out there and you give us your bracket. You print off your bracket. You fill out your bracket, print it off, and then bring it to the GOAT. And you're going to get a chance to spin the wheel. You might get something. You might get a hug from Jadeen. We're going to put that up there. Hug from Jadeen. Slow dance. We clear the floor out and we do a 2-minute slow dance. I'm just thinking of really fun stuff that we could do. Gift cards, cash prizes, all that. It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to that. We're also going to talk to, this is going to be an interesting article. What's going on with UNC football right now? Jaden Watson Fisher of the Greeley Tribune put together an article, and it's, first you're reading through it, and it's okay, people are transferring. You got 12 transfers right now that we know about. Okay, that's just the part of the news now. That's the way of the world, right? Team players are transferring left and right. Whoa, wait, not so fast. There's more to it. She goes on to write that, okay, the players in their public statements are not saying anything about why they're transferring. You just assume it's playing time or whatever. There are rumors circulating, according to this article in the Tribune, around the program about players' unhappiness. According, again, to Jaden in this article, many felt unhappy with the culture and unvalued. The players themselves shared limited information, she goes on to write, despite offerings of being anonymous due to concerns about their recruitment, professionalism, and possible retaliation. According to the Greeley Tribune, loved ones of players spoke to the paper about the concerns of the culture. The parents of one transferring student athlete said it was hard to see their child and his teammates feel unappreciated, especially after the excitement about McCaffrey's hire and a seemingly positive start. Boy, we're going to bust into that story. We're getting Jaden on. Getting her on in the second hour. So what looked like it was going to be more about players transferring, and it's the same old, welcome to 2022. There's more to it than that. So we're going to take a short break. We are going to bring in last week's whole show player of the week, and that is Dalen Kuntz. Excited to catch up with him. Well, we do need to take a short break. Before we do that, shout out to one of our excellent sponsors, and that's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. It services as unique as life. Give Scott, Robin, or a member of their wonderful staff a call today and talk to them about pre-planning because it really is an awesome gift. 970-330-6824. Short break coming up. We are bringing them in. The whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. Dalen Kuntz, who's been just lighting it up. Look forward to bringing him in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Dalen is played by Burgesson. 7:35 to go. Bears up 66-62. Off the pick is Kuntz down the lane. He goes and he lays it up and in and got a foul.
There it is, man. Dalen Kuntz has just been absolutely awesome this year. I think at this stage he's the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, but we'll see. We still have a lot of season in front of us, but joining us in studio, guard for the UNC Bears, Dalen Kuntz is here. Man, we presented by Butters, of course. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Look at that, man. Live studio audience is rock and roll. Dalen, my friend, it's good to see you, dude.
It's good to see you, too. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Last time we were hanging out, man, we were eating some Butters breakfast. You recommended this place. And it's just—I mean, if you're a breakfast fan, it's to die for, man. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's definitely good. It's a lot of stuff. Like lately, I've been going back. I've been trying a bunch of different things, just just trying to see what's really on there.
Well, good for you for branching out too. There's a lot of people. I'm kind of one of those guys. I stick with what I know, but you're branching out. You're trying a bunch of new stuff. So, what have you been trying lately?
Last time I went, I had called the loaded. I think it's like called the loaded mashed potato or the loaded potatoes with green chili.
I mean,
it's pretty good.
Sounds pretty good. Well, it was fun, of course, to be out there. I hadn't really been out to Butters until you suggested the place. So I go out there, and then, of course, we went a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic, man. It's a great spot. Do appreciate Butters supporting all things, the UNC Bears and, of course, working with you. They always say, they're like, players come in here all the time. We're just sure of it because there's always dudes that are like 6'5 and 6'6 and stuff. So they're just assuming they're basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this. I know this is big for you. Second time, my friend. The whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. I mean, I looked at it and I say, you're going to go get 29 points against the team on the road in Eastern Washington that the Bears haven't beat in Eastern Washington since 2013. That's going to turn heads. So congratulations, man. I mean, you're probably going to get like three or four more of these things as we progress.
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully, that would be real nice to get that.
It's a fun season, man. You guys have let's talk about Eastern Washington first. That was just a back and forth game.
Yeah, the whole game is pretty much, like, whoever is going to, make the less mistakes. And then at the end, it kind of came down to, the last few plays and free throws and Corey some big free throws at the end to ice the game. But, yeah, it went pretty much back and forth the whole game.
What I love about this team, man, is you guys, it's just time and time again, there's so many guys that step up in different areas, whether it's you putting up 29 points, whether it's Matt Johnson coming in with some late-game free throws, Bodie Hume knocking down a couple of threes, Dalton Connect coming off the bench, I mean, right now he's kind of the bench unit, right? He's coming out and he's putting up big numbers. It's just you guys step up in so many different ways, and, I mean, that's so much fun to see.
Yeah, I just feel like we have, a lot of players who could, say if somebody's having an off night, we have people who could pick up, where maybe we're slacking at. But, I mean, we have a lot of strengths in a lot of different areas, whether it's core down low, Dalton coming off the bench, Bodie hitting threes, Matt hitting threes, getting to the rim, Drew hitting threes, of course. Like, I feel like we have a lot of weapons.
Wow. I mean, Drew Cookshausen, let's talk about him for a second, too. The guy just doesn't believe in 2-point. He believes the three. I mean, but why not, right? It's just simple math. If 3 points is better than two.
Especially in how good he is.
Oh, my goodness, man.
It's almost, if he gets a look, we could get guarantee is going down.
Well, for you, I mean, that's why you're like Spider-Man out there. I think I told you this at Butters, because you're just moving around so quickly and you're flinging that ball. When you have 3-point shooters like that, how much fun is that to just know, hey, I'm going to penetrate and there's a good chance I'm going to have somebody open either a corner three, back up at the top of the key, just knowing you can dish the ball all over the floor.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes the game really simple, too, because, I put a lot of pressure on the rim, so if they decide to help, then that's a wide open three for Bodie, for Matt, or for whoever, for Drew, whoever's out there. And then say if they decide to help up from court, then I got the easy passes to court. But it just, I mean, it makes the game fun, you know? It makes the game really simple.
Yeah, I mean, I know it makes it sound simple, but I know you guys are working on so many different ways to get those open looks. I'm always floored. I'm always amazed at how certain guys are just left open. But that's a lot of, obviously, what you're doing in penetration on these defense. But finding, you know, different play calls that will get your three-point shooters open.
Yeah, just really being able to, I mean, if I attack and two come to the ball, being able to move it or just being able to make plays and make the right reads.
Yeah. You guys have had some sensational wins, though. I'm sitting at 5-1 in the conference, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about beating Eastern Washington on the road. Hasn't happened since 2013. You snapped a 20-win home streak by Southern Utah. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And I think earlier in the season, we looked at and said, okay, you guys were competing with every team you played.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't finish off some of those games. Now you're starting to get in that mode where you're looking at close games. You're finding ways to finish them off.
Yeah, definitely. Like those games earlier, they really prepared us for this. You know, like a lot of the games we had were close games and some came down to the wire. And now we're learning how to win in those situations where it's with 3 minutes left or 2 minutes left. We're figuring out how to win and make the right plays for us to, you know, come out on the right end.
Do you think about, like, the Big Sky Conference Player of the Week or of the Year? Do you think about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think about it. It's definitely a goal of mine. But, I mean, I just feel like as long as I, you know, do what I'm supposed to do and, you know, we do what we're supposed to do as a team, then everything is just kind of handle itself.
Your transition has been so amazing to watch. I mean, obviously, you went to Colorado. You're playing. That's a good basketball team. Not getting the minutes, right, that you were looking at that stage. I think they're pretty guard heavy, right? And you looked at that situation. Where can I go that makes sense? Did you see it taken off quite like this? Like, you're just flat out dominating, where I think you are at that point where you have strong consideration to be the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. Did you see that kind of taking place like this?
I mean, a little bit, but not as much. You know, like, I kind of knew that I had the chance to play more and just kind of showcase it. But, I mean, it's just coming full circle now, I would say. It's just, you know, it's kind of surprising me a little bit, too.
What was it about UNC that you said, okay, I want to go there. That's where I can kind of recharge my basketball career. What was it about the University of Northern Colorado?
Just so before I end up committing to CU, I had talked to Smiley. He recruited me.
Okay,
here.
So you talked to him before,
yeah,
though.
So, like,
okay.
We had a relationship before. And, you know, first, as soon as I entered the portal, he's the first one to hit me up. It was like, you know, like, we really want you here. We love you here. And, you know, we want to see if we could get you here. And, like, I mean, I already had a relationship with him. So, like, I kind of felt like the family-ness with him. And then I knew Bodie here. I knew Sam here. And it was just like, what's up? Like, you know, come up here, man. It could be really good. We could reconnect and, you know, kind of get going. But yeah, I just felt like it's a real family up here in Greeley with UNC.
So you were you really ever considering outside of state really that much, or was once you heard from Smiley, it was kind of like?
I mean, yeah,
it?
there was a few I was considering, but I mean, at the end of the day, I was just kind of just making sure where I know I get the chance to get on the floor and kind of showcase my talents and what I can do.
So you have a pretty good relationship with Smiley, as you mentioned, and it's a fun coaching staff, too. Mm-hmm. I think you told me when we were sitting at Butters, it was like, you said, hey, yeah, he's a player's coach for sure. What is it about him? What does he do that makes you say, hey, he's a player's coach?
I mean, like, I could just go, you could just go and talk to him about anything. It don't have to be about basketball. It could be about just regular life and, you know, just advice for this, advice for that. Like, you know, and then on top of that, I mean, he likes to play fast. He likes to let you get up and down. And as long as you're playing hard and making the right choice and making the right decision, then, I mean, he's fully behind you.
You guys do play fast. I mean, again, when you have three-point shooters, you got to play fast, right? It's all about getting that sliver of being open to hit those shots. I thought it was crazy because I thought you guys were really fast. George Karl comes out at the beginning to start the season, and he's like, you guys got to be faster. And I'm like, they look pretty damn fast to me. But I know that's something you guys were taking notes when you have George Karl sitting there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, at that time, I don't think we played nearly as fast as we do now. But, I mean, we definitely, from when he said that, we kind of like, okay, we got to play faster. We got to get out and run on the wings. But, yeah, that was like a cool experience, you know, just to get to talk to a coach like that and, you know, just get feedback and just listen to what he has to say.
Are you a Nuggets fan?
Yeah, I'm a Nuggets fan.
Is that your favorite team, or is there another team that you're kind of?
I really don't got a favorite team right now.
Okay. You kind of go away from that when you get into college basketball, right? You don't. Maybe you're not as much as a fan as you used to be.
Well, I'm still a fan. You know, just personally, I was like the Harden and KD and Westbrook when they were all together.
Yeah.
You know, they all split up, so now I'm kind of just like players now.
Yeah.
But I'm still a fan of the Nuggets, though. They're good. They're real good. I like watching them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're right, though. You see so many players move into different teams. You do kind of get to the point where you're just following certain players and rooting for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So George Karl being the sixth winningest coach in NBA history. I mean, again, he takes an interest. That was the whole deal, man. I mean, he'd been hearing more and more about the University of Northern Colorado. He's like, I think this team's going to be good. So he wanted to come up here and see you guys practice. That's got to be kind of cool, getting the attention of one of those guys that he's done a lot. He's won a lot of basketball games.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, and after he talked to us, we got to pick his brain a little bit, just ask him, you know, questions about AI or Melo or even Chauncey. Just, you know, picking his brains and kind of seeing what he thinks as, you know, him being him.
Yeah, I think it's a special thing to start the season. It's been a special season so far. Weber State tomorrow night. That is my game of the week. We are pumped for this one. I'm going out there tomorrow. We're getting a CSU diehard who writes about the Rams nonstop. Our boy Steve Ivey, he's coming down to this game because he's like, I got it. I'm taking big time interest in this University of Northern Colorado program. So you're getting a lot of people from all over the place that are looking at this game, looking at you guys. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one, and it's going to be fun tomorrow. You know, it's going to be a fight. We already know it's going to be a fight, but I mean, as long as we kind of execute what we need to do, I think we have a really good chance of winning that game.
What can you tell us? Like, how much can you really tell us? Like, what does the film say about Weber State? I mean, they're number one in the conference right now. A lot of people thought they'd be number one, number two. They're doing what as good as advertised. Tell us a little bit about this team, what we can expect.
I mean, they're a good team, you know. Like, they're one of the top teams in our league, of course. But they play really fast. Like, you know, watching the film, they play real fast. And they like to get up and down and get, you know, open shots and drive and kick. So In ways, we kind of play similar, but they like to play fast also, too.
How much does that help you, though, knowing, okay, this is kind of this is our philosophy, too. They have a similar one to us. You're practicing against that pretty much every single day. So that does that obviously help you guys in preparation for this big one tomorrow?
Yeah, it helps us because, you know, in practice, you know, since we like to play fast, that means we got to work on our transition defense all the time. So we got to get back and set up and all that. So we're kind of like, you know, we kind of know what to expect. It's just really executing it.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna come down to.
That's another reason to come out to this game too. I mean, the UNC Bears honoring some past players too. You guys are breaking out like the retro warm ups and jerseys and everything. So I mean, that's pretty cool too. Honoring some of the past ball players to do this.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. The jerseys, they actually look pretty good. I'm excited for everybody to see them.
You've seen them before and worn them before in pictures, but not in a game, right?
Yeah, we took pictures in them like about a month or so ago. But yeah, I'm excited to wear them though. And then I haven't seen the warm ups though. I'm interested to see what those are going to look like.
Are the coaches wearing something unique too? I saw on Twitter.
I think so. They probably are.
Different pullovers
sure.
or something.
Yeah, they might
something
be.
Old school like that.
Yeah, they might be. I'm not sure.
Well, it's cool to honor a lot of the alumni too. There's obviously some great players in the deep history for UNC. But recently, I mean, this UNC Bears basketball team, the last 5-6 years or so, there's been some very good basketball players to come out of UNC that are playing overseas. And I know for you, looking at that, saying, hey, UNC is a great place to build your basketball career because you can go overseas and make this your career from here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it lets you know that it's a chance that you go overseas. It knows that people are coming from out here, so it lets you know that you can do it. And especially, you know, Jonah and JD and all the others, you know, specifically those two are doing really good over there.
Do you ever talk to they weren't here. Jonah wasn't here when you were here, right? Or did you get one cross?
I came after. Okay. After he left.
Do you talk to those guys at all? I mean, just
a little bit. Like, I mean, when they came here in the beginning of the year, we kind of talked to them, hung out with them a little bit, you know, played pickup and stuff. But every now and then, maybe I might like reach out just to say, you know, like a picture or something, or just whether if I see them doing anything, I'm like, you're killing it, something like that.
Again, it's awesome for you because, again, you're lighting it up. You might do some things that no other Bears ever done. But then when you look at those guys and say, man, they're doing it at the highest level. I mean, you obviously talk about the NBA too, but overseas, I mean, Jordan Davis is in an incredible league. And so when you look at that, that's got to be extra motivational too.
Yeah, it's definitely motivational. You know, seeing somebody that came from UNC being able to go there and do that and play at that level is, you know, it definitely gives me a lot of motivation.
Well, dude, you're a blast to watch. There's a lot of competition when it comes to every week when we're looking at our player of the week. There's some good players. You guys duked it out with CSU not too long ago. That was an amazing game. Wyoming's doing some big things. The Buffs are doing some big things. This whole area is booming when it comes to basketball. And so I say, man, if you're a basketball fan at all, get out and watch some of these teams. It's crazy up here.
Yeah, you got to come out and watch, come out and support. You know, it's a really special moment going on right now, just for, you know, Colorado in general and Wyoming too. just the team's being really good and, you know, doing some big things this year.
I know you guys have a great rapport, a great group of guys. We've had, you know, the opportunity to interview a few Bears players. Of course, we have a good connection with Coach Smiley. So much fun to follow this program, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a blast. We need everybody out there to support, you know, have a good little section. And then I think it's going to be a fun environment, though. You know, it's definitely going to be intense because, you know, we're battling first place. And,
I mean, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's two great teams going at it.
Extra motive. Talk about motivation, too. I think you guys were picked to finish fifth. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
You beat three of the teams picked over you. Southern Utah and the Montanas, right? They were both mm-hmm. picked to beat you. You guys beat all three of them. Weber State was the next one. So
yeah. We've
crossed all of them off the list. A big one tomorrow night.
Yeah, trying to just cross them off the list and, you know, just remain humble as we're doing it.
Yeah. I love it. And I know that's Coach Smiley's message to you guys, too, is, hey, we haven't done anything yet. We're winning mm-hmm. games, but let's not get too crazy just yet. But in the meantime, it's been a blast to watch. Dalen, my friend, appreciate you. Love having the connection with all things UNC, with you. You jumping out, working with great businesses in the area like Butters and stuff. I know you're completely invested and bought into this program, and it's great to see, man. We're lucky to be able to watch you on a weekly basis.
Thank you. I'm lucky to be here, man, but thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night. I promise I won't come up to you and ask for autographs or anything like that. I'll refrain, but I'm looking forward to it. It should be a really fun game.
Yep.
All right, 12:36 the time. Jadeen, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Forty minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Shout out to an amazing sponsor of ours. They got something really cool happening this Friday at On the Rocks Liquor. They're celebrating their 11th anniversary. Great giveaways and a bunch of great things that they're going to be doing. They're celebrating those big 11 years. Stop by. They're going to have drawings, opportunities to win prizes, and great swag, too. So stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Also, this week's game beer of the week is from High Hops Brewing in Windsor. It is a blueberry wheat. You can pick up selections while you're there on Friday. Talk about the game beer. But congratulations to On the Rocks Liquor. And they've been working with us for so many years, man. I think when we started this program. No, has it been? It hasn't been. Has it been 11 years? It's something like that. Yeah, I think so. 10 years, whatever. And you know what? We can't do it without our sponsors. Can't do it without our listeners supporting our sponsors. So, you know, you're gearing up for the big AFC-NFC championship weekend. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you from the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available. Are we seeing the best Rams team in Colorado State basketball history? Most of you saying, Brady, it's premature. Stop what you're doing. We got to see what happens this year. You know the rule of the Hull Show. You can't say it afterward. Oh, they went to the Elite Eight. Okay, yeah, now I can say that. No, we're predicting, man. What you see on the floor, what you see with David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, and this, I mean, again, they're doing this last night without Tanjay, without Thistlewood. Now, Thistlewood, I think, missed the other game, too. But they have two guys that are hurt that are big-time contributors to what this program's doing. So the Rams were down by 10 at one point, 77-66. They find a way. Start the half out. They went on a 12-5 run. They got the game under control, and then it went back and forth between the two teams. It was fun. It didn't come down to a last-second shot, though. The Rams handled their business late. Coach Medved, as you heard, man, that win, one of the better wins of the season, just because it looked like they were down and out. It looked like another comeback. For CSU, you cannot count them out. Just a very good basketball team, man. You're spoiled up here, guys. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I hope you guys come out tomorrow night. Actually, should we give away? Are you ready for this, Jadeen? Yeah, he's ready. We're going to give away a pair of tickets. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for UNC and Weber State tomorrow night. So we're going to do that right now. I'm going to go caller number 4. On the hotline, caller number 4, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go see UNC take on Weber State tomorrow night. This is my game of the week. It's absolutely huge. And I want somebody to be there. I want a hooligan to be there. That's a 970-353-1310. Caller number four. Let's get you in the mix. Aaron Rodgers says he's going to wait a little bit until he makes this decision. He's going to wait until the franchise tag situation happens. Now, Rodgers said, I'd like to be respectful of the organization. One decision that will be upcoming will be, obviously, Devontae Adams and his future with the team. There still is this thing called a franchise tag, Rodgers said, which I don't think 17 wants the franchise. So it's pretty evident, isn't it, that Rodgers and Adams are a package deal. Think about the leverage that he has, though. Not only does Rodgers have leverage as to where he wants to be traded, now he has leverage over the Packers as to what to do with their other star player. Is it too much power? I've never seen anything quite like this. It's flat out Rodgers saying, hey, I'm going to wait and see what they do with Adams. So if they franchise tag Adams, does that mean Rodgers stays put? Because they can certainly do that. Green Bay, that's what that means, folks. So if the Packers want to play hardball with Rodgers again and really piss him off, they're going to franchise tag Devontae Adams, and does that mean Rodgers stays put? He said, I think that should be enough time to make a decision. I don't want to put myself on a specific date, but I do want to be sensitive to Devontae and many other guys who have decisions to make on their futures. To drag it out past free agency would be disrespectful to the organization and to those guys, and that 100% won't happen. How about that? March 16th? Is that where we're going? Franchise tag for a receiver would be around $20 million. They have to be under their cap with their top 51 players by 4 p.m. Eastern on March 16th. He didn't give a lot of hints in his conversation. But that's a package deal, right? So if you want Aaron Rodgers, I mean, not like it's a bad thing. Devontae Adams is one of the best receivers in football. But that's interesting to me. And again, if they decide to franchise tag Adams, which they can do as early as next month, February 22nd. So the Packers and Rodgers want to figure this out quickly. That would be a turn of things, wouldn't it? 46 minutes after the hour. I don't think it may. Again, I talked about this. I just don't see that it makes a lot of sense for Rodgers to come to Denver with the amount of competition in the AFC West. I think it makes more sense to stay in the NFC. Assuming Green Bay, which they say they're not rebuilding, as close as Matt LaFleur said, hey, as close as we were, are you kidding me? We want to bring our core back. So if they do that, if they tag Adams, does Rodgers end up staying put? It's quite the show. And Rodgers knows it again. I mean, he's doing it again, right? He's got us all at the edge of our seats wondering where he's going to go. There's a decent chance that he ends up staying in Green Bay. 47 minutes after the hour. Before we take a break, I'm going to shout out to No Limit Collectibles. Oh, my goodness. This place is fantastic. You know, if you're a collector of any kind, a lot of sports stuff for sure. But they have, like, Pokemon and all that people get into. That's a very popular thing. You can stop by No Limit Collectibles. It's also trade night coming up on February 12th. JD, I know you're a No Limit Collectibles fan. So write that down. February 12th, trade night. Free entry, free drinks, free pizza, all sports memorabilia, Pokemon, and more. Bring your stuff in. See if it's worth a trade or two. 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. When we come back, Joker does it again. Struggling with a bad team is kind of scary, but Nikola Jokic continues to bolster up that resume for most valuable player. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. 12:52 the time. Welcome back into the whole show. I was at the GOAT last night. J. Dean was at the GOAT. Man, if J. Dean's going to the GOAT, then you need to get out there. It's so much fun, man. I love this place. It's where you go to watch sports, man. We got listeners of this show. You're a sports fan if you're listening to this show, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious. You need to get out to the GOAT. There's so many people I've talked to lately that are like, yeah, I've been meaning to get out there. Haven't gone out there yet. You guys are missing out. Great food. Got to try the Wisconsin cheese curds. So many different beers on tap from local breweries throughout the area. I know they're hooking up with another friend of ours, sponsor of ours, with Weldworks. They're getting they have Weldworks beer on tap, but getting more. And that's the GOAT. I mean, you're not going to find a better sports bar in northern Colorado. It's just not going to happen. So stop by there. Tell them we sent you. Also be thinking of the day after Selection Sunday, so the Monday, we're going to be doing a special whole show live and on location from the GOAT at 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking basketball. You just need to come out, bring your bracket out there, and bring your filled-out bracket, and you get a chance to spin the wheel of destiny, get a prize. So it'll be really fun. That's the GOAT in Greeley. They truly are the GOAT. Nuggets win big last night. Well, not big. Joker, I guess you could say, wins big. He's continues this run of just being unstoppable. It was way too close for comfort, though, against the Pistons. Joker ends the night with 28 points, 9 assists, 21 rebounds. Yeah, not a typo. 21 rebounds. The guy continues to do it at the highest of levels. Let's see here. Katie Wingy of Altitude TV posted this morning. Nikola Jokic has 4 2020 games this season. The rest of the NBA has 8 total. No player has more than one except Joker, who has 4. Again, the rest of the NBA has 8. Joker has 4 2020 games. You keep going with your record here. You got to keep improving upon that record. You can't lose to teams like Detroit. They didn't, thankfully. And you're going to have Joker in this deep into this conversation. Now, the problem is you have the Mavericks are starting to get hot. Both the Nuggets and the Mavs are 7-3 in their last 10. The Jazz are coming back down to earth. They are 2-8. Now, they've had people out, so it's been kind of a tough go for them. So you might be able, though, to move up and catch that fifth spot. Maybe that's that fourth spot. Lot of work to do, though. Dixon, are you coming out that day, then? If you're going to talk trash, you got to come out. Bring your bracket. I got your belt for you, by the way. Actually, I'm going to pick it up. He won our fantasy football challenge. Isn't that tough? The arch nemesis of the show. I'm disappointed in the Hooligans. You guys let the arch nemesis of the show win the damn belt, the fantasy football challenge. We get it. We give out a belt. We didn't do it last year, but we did the year before. We're going to give out another one next year. Can we please not have Dixon covered in championship belts? Can we make that happen, Hooligans? I need you studying right now. I need maybe new people coming in. I don't know because you can't let the arch nemesis of the show win. He just texts this in. Brady, I actually heard the GOAT is changing their name, the name of the bar, to Patrick 15. Man, now you're messing with the GOAT. You're messing with the GOAT. Susan and Cheryl lowered their voices for that one to hit the boo track. My goodness. Ugh. So hard to watch the Chiefs be great and amazing to watch. I know. It's unpopular because we're Broncos country. The Chiefs are the most fun team to watch in the NFL. When they are clicking like they did last week, they're absolutely the most fun to watch. I was reading a story where, is this right? Where Travis Kelce tells Patrick Mahomes on that deep play to get in field goal range, I'm just going to run around, man. Hit me at the line of scrimmage. Mahomes says, Kelce, do it. Do it. I mean, talk about the weapons, but there's a connection there. They're going to blow the Bengals out this weekend. Second hour of the show coming up next.